جعلوا الله عرمة لأيمانكم أن تبروا وتتقوا وتصلحوا بين الناس والله سميع عليم. Moving on to verse 224 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after explaining certain laws that deal with intimacy with one's spouse, Allah begins discussing certain ahkam and laws pertaining to oaths, the different oaths that we take and promises that we make. Allah first says, وَلَا تَجْعَلُ اللَّهَ عُرْبَةً لِأَيْمَانِكُمْ. Through your oaths, through your promises, do not make Allah a barrier between you and good deeds. أَن تَبَرُّ. You take an oath in the name of Allah that you will not be good. وَتَتَّقُوا. That you will not carry out a certain act of piety. You take an oath in the name of Allah. وَتُصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. That you will not reconcile between persons and between people. Sometimes people make these types of oaths. They say, Qasam in the name of Allah, I will not speak to my brother. Or I take a Qasam in the name of Allah, I will not spend on my parents. I take a Qasam in the name of Allah, I will not go to the masjid for salah. For whatever reason. So Allah says, don't do this. Don't make Allah, because when you take an oath not to do something, you take the name of Allah. So the name of Allah becomes a barrier between you and that act that you took an oath you will not perform. So Allah says, don't make Allah, don't take the name of Allah and make Allah the barrier between you and good deeds. And tabarru, that you will not do acts of piety. Wa tuslihu bayna an-nas, you take a qasam in the name of Allah that you will never bring peace between people or between families. You take this type of an oath. Allah warns us against this. This goes against the sanctity of the name of Allah, and do not use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not use Allah's name in this manner. Wallahu sami'un alim. Allah says, Allah is sami'. Allah is the all-hearing. Allah listens to every oath and statement that you make. Allah is alim. Allah is fully aware of the intentions that are concealed within your heart. لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم. Allah speaks of the two different types of oaths that you have. In fact, there are three different types of oaths that you have, but here Allah discusses the two types of oaths. The first type of an oath is what is called yameen al-laghu. Yameen al-laghu is the ineffectual yameen, the oath that you take but is not effective. What type of oath is that? There are two examples that are given. Commonly, for example, when you hear the Arabs in their daily speech, every second word is wallah. Wallah yani, wallah yani, wallah, wallah. Every second word is wallah. That wallah is taken, but not intentionally or deliberately in order to emphasize the statement or to take an oath. It's just part of the daily discussions that wallah, wallah, every second word. That's an ineffective yameen. The second example of an ineffective yameen is you take an oath of something and you presume it to be as you have stated. Right, according to the information that you have, you take an oath. For example, according to your information, a certain person has arrived, and according to your assumption, the person is there, he's definitely there, according to what you know, and you are convinced, so you say, wallahi, the person has arrived. You take a qasam in the name of Allah. But in actual fact, the person did not arrive. So you took an oath based on information that you have. It was not a false oath that you had taken. So this is yameenul laghw. Allah says, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم. Yameen al-laghw, these ineffectual, ineffective oaths that you take, Allah will not take you to task for it. You will not be held accountable for these oaths that you take. ولكن يؤاخذكم بما كسبت قلوبكم. But Allah will take you to task and Allah will take you to account for the oaths which your hearts have earned, meaning the oath which you deliberately take knowing it's a false oath. This refers to yameenul ghamus. What is yameenul ghamus? You take a qasam or an oath regarding something of the past. Wallahi, I did not do this act. Or wallahi, I did perform that act. That is taking a qasam of something related to the past. You know it's a lie and you take a qasam. Allah says, Allah will take you. يُؤَاخِذُكُمُ اللَّهِ. This just teaches us what how great it is to falsely take the name of Allah when it comes to our customs and our promises. So you did yaminul lagu, Allah will not take you task for it. Yaminul khamus, you take a qasam, an oath in the name of Allah regarding something of the past that Allah will take you to task for. And the third type of yamin is known as yamin al-mun'aqidah, where you take a qasam of something in the future, which will be discussed later on in the Quran, inshaAllah. Allah says, Wallahu ghafurun, Allah is most forgiving, halimun, Allah is most tolerant. May Allah grant us understanding.